Showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Freeman, contact! Contact! We are on the air.
Guys, we're all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Tuesday, the 28th of May, 2019. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. So glad that you are here, up and alert and awake. On the first cup of coffee, I'm feeling pretty good this morning. Let's go around the room real quick and say hi. We should introduce ourselves. It's rude not to say hi. It's a grandma. Carol always said. I am Joe, probably the most handsome person on the show with a beard. Could be. I don't know. There's some other good-looking beards in here. Alex Clark, hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Last night in Indianapolis, where we broadcast out of, there were tornado warnings and sirens and stuff going off. Did you guys hear those?
I saw it on the map, but I live a little south of where you live, so I saw it, but I didn't. I just had heavy rain. But
so
I,
you didn't
I
hear
saw,
the alarms?
No, I heard no alarms where I was at.
I didn't hear any alarms either. I didn't even know that there was bad weather like that.
Yeah, so tornado sirens were going off at my apartment, and that's never happened before. So, I mean, I've had it happen to my life. I've never heard it where I live currently. And I was thinking, I was like, oh my gosh, I have no idea where to go in a tornado in my apartment. And so, because I live several floors up. So like, you know, I shouldn't stay on my current floor if a tornado is really about to hit me. And so I was texting my girlfriend. She's like, Alex, you have to go downstairs. You have to like go to the very lower level and like hide in a hallway and like see if other people are down there or whatever and hide with them. And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. I'd rather get sucked up in this tornado than for people to see me braless, because at the time, I had no bra on, and I was like, that's not going to happen.
So well, it's like your stuff's flopping around. What's the big deal? They don't even know.
It feels like it to me. I am never without a bra. I cannot stand for people to see me without a bra. So I just was like, yeah, I'm just going to stay up here, and if, you know, if it sucks me up, so be it.
Wow.
All right, well, good thing we didn't have, like, a, you know, the Wizard of Oz situation with you. I'm
so
glad to hear that.
It ended up, like, kind of passing us, and actually Ohio ended up getting it really, really bad. Dayton, Ohio area.
My mom and grandma texted me this morning at, like, 4:30. I'm like, oh, God, anytime I get a text from them late at night or early morning, I assume somebody died, preferably not either one of them, because they take care of each other. And, yeah, she said they got they're south of Dayton, Ohio, but they said they got hit, so they said it was really bad with tornadoes.
Yeah, that was crazy. You can the city was like trending on Twitter this morning, just throughout the whole country.
How was your day, Liv, or how are you doing this morning? Liv the web girl, handling all of our digital stuff and the best dabber this side of the Mississippi.
I'm good. Yesterday was really good. I got to sleep in a little bit, and then I went and I grilled out by the pool for obviously like Memorial Day. And then it did start like pouring down rain, and that probably went on for like 10 minutes, and we like hid under like the shelter, like by the pool. But then other than that, it was like pretty, like it was really pretty on the way home. So I had no idea that there was weather like that. But yesterday was really good. It was really relaxing. Definitely needed after we were working like all weekend long.
We'll be talking about that. Liv, of course, is talking about the Indy 500 weekend. It's the biggest spectacle in racing, but it's a huge thing in Indianapolis, Indiana, where we're based out of. I'm sure people in Houston can relate to that too if you're into racing. We actually met some listeners that listen to the Joe and Alex Show on the new 92.1 Radio Now, so we will talk about that. But it was just a crazy weekend. Porkchop, what about you, buddy?
My weekend was good. Obviously, I did all the stuff that you guys mentioned, and yesterday I had to come into work early because we had like a best of, like a replay show, but there's still traffic scheduled, so I had to come in and do that.
That's so lame.
Yeah, traffic. It was funny. The traffic reports were Well, there's nothing going on in the freeways. They're nice, open, and clear. Brought to you by Staples. I look great. And then last night, I was training at my new job again. It was day four of six in training. I dropped a $500 bottle of wine. No, I'm
kidding.
Did
you break it?
I'm kidding. I didn't.
Oh.
That'd be terrible.
He'll do something to get fired like that, though. It will really happen. It's just a matter of, like, not if, but when.
No, I need to study more. I haven't had time to study. Like, their menu is really big, and they want you to know every little detail, because it's important. If someone comes in with an allergy, you have to know what's in the menu, and I've got a lot of studying to do, but it's my last day of training, so.
Ooh. Oh, that's good. Well, here, I'll test you, because I'm a waiter's and waitress's worst nightmare. With all the restrictions
good.
I have.
Yeah,
true.
Help me later.
Yeah, you guys are going to have a fun little practice course later.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
I feel really bad for Iggy Azalea. It looks like she had some topless photos that were leaked over the weekend. She explained that they are outtakes from a 2016 GQ cover shoot. She said, I hadn't seen other women's covers leak, so I felt comfortable on a closed set to model for such a reputable magazine, knowing only the images with my hands covering would be considered for print. I never consented to taking topless pictures for potential release, period. It was my understanding before shooting that GQ does not print topless pictures. She said there was no reason for anyone to have kept the outtakes from the shoot. I'm surprised and angry that they were not immediately deleted after the final images were selected. Today, I'm a ball of negative emotions. I feel blindsided, embarrassed, violated, angry, sad, and a million other things. Not solely because I did not consent to this, but also because of the vile way people have reacted. A lot of comments I see from men in particular taking things even further and sharing their things like their thoughts and fantasies in regards to my body, and it's honestly disturbed me. The outright wicked things people say is overwhelming and makes me feel like throwing up. Harrison Ford was asked on the Today Show who should play Indiana Jones once he's done with the role.
When you're done with that role,
yeah.
Who would you like to see as Indiana Jones?
Nobody is going to be Indiana Jones.
Ever.
Don't you get it? I'm Indiana Jones.
So when you're gone, it's gone.
When I'm gone, he's gone. It's easy. This is a hell of a way to tell Chris Pine this. I'm sorry, man.
You know, better than he heard from you.
Yeah, yeah. I thought so.
He mixed up his Chris's there, though. The rumor is that Chris Pratt would play Indiana Jones, not Chris Pine. But
Chris Pratt really getting like this leftover, like, hey, I'm over here, Harrison Ford.
Yep. Kelly Clarkson nearly took a tumble at the Indy 500 red carpet over the weekend and tweeted about it. The whole thing was caught on video, including her curtsy at the end, and posted to social media. She tweeted, best part of my day is always revealing to people that might not know how utterly not cool I am. That damn crack was hidden by the carpet, man. Hashtag Indy 500, because she was just walking on the red carpet. And then
I couldn't imagine being a woman, like having to walk. You had to look all glitzery and glamoury, trying to walk in heels. Like I would be the J-Law, like Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh,
used to
constantly
fall all the time.
Falling.
Always falling on my face.
And Bebe Rexha talked about her in an Instagram post where she showed herself off in a bikini on the beach with no Photoshop.
All I'm going to say is that I love my body. I love this fat ass. And I'm very proud of it. I'm over Photoshop. Love your body. Don't conform to society because you're going to f*** up anyway. Just be you. That's it.
For more garbage, go to JoeAndAlexShow.com.
Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. Twitter and Instagram is where you can follow us. Also for Facebook, just give it a like, search for Radio Now, whether you're in Indianapolis, Indiana, or in Houston, Texas. A paramilitary veteran, this is kind of a cool story, who never got the chance to graduate, actually got to fulfill their dreams of walking across the stage in a cap and gown on Saturday. The 95-year-old man from Tampa served in World War II, and the 85-year-old man from Tennessee served in the Korean War. Each of them, they say, missed out on the opportunity to graduate with their senior classes because, well, they went off to war. Both graduated on Saturday from their former high schools, which I think is so cool. I mean, do you remember getting to walk at graduation, how great that felt?
I do, yeah.
I mean, it's just such an awesome moment. It's like, wow, this will be the only time I graduate. This in kindergarten. So got to live in the moment. And then another kind of a cool story over the Memorial Day weekend. This one, I believe, happened in New Jersey. The guy's name is Pete Dupree. He's a 96-year-old World War II veteran. He played the national anthem on his harmonica at the U.S. National Women's Soccer Team match. They were playing against Mexico in Harrison, New Jersey. And I just want you to play this. There's not much to say, but just you got to see the video. It'll go up online on JoeAndAlexShow.com in a second. But it's this 96-year-old frail man. He's in his wheelchair, and he stands up, and everybody just goes quiet. And listen, I just think of the power coming out of this man's lungs, the thing he's seen, the things he's done. It's just incredible.
Yeah!
and start singing along. It's so powerful. Audio is incredible. I'm telling you right now, Alex, have you seen the video yet?
Yes.
Isn't it like one of the most cutest, powerful things? He's this old, frail man, 96 years old, and he's
so proud.
Everybody with the harmonica.
He's proud to be an American.
I love it. So check that online. We'll put it up at joanalexshow.com. Hey, we're the Joan Alex Show, and just like you, we might be naked right now if you're getting ready for work or something. Hey, that's nothing to be ashamed of, right? I mean, we're all just kind of doing our thing and, you know, looking our best naked.
You might be. We are definitely clothed.
Oh, you have pants on right now?
Yes.
Okay, give me just 1 second. Hang on a second. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Let's talk about the Indy 500 and the incredible finish to that on Sunday.
Rossi's going to have a massive draft on Simon Pagenaud into the home stretch. Less than half a mile. Simon Pagenaud sweeps him up the May and wins. He's made an Indy 500.
Yep, Simon Pagenaud won the Indianapolis 500. The margin of victory, they say, was the seventh closest in the 103 years of the race. He's the first Frenchman to win the Indy 500 since Rene Thomas in 1914, so way to go. There's a new one. Yeah, this happened months ago. It was a big uproar. There's a new Gillette Razor commercial. It shows a man helping his transgender son shave for the first time. They captioned this ad, "Whenever, wherever, however." Honestly, I thought I was a Shakira song for a second. Wherever, whenever, we'll shave together. Here's a little clip of that.
I went into my transition just wanting to be happy. I'm glad I am at the point where I'm able to shave.
Now, don't be scared. Shaving is about being confident. Oh, you're doing fine. You are doing fine.
I'm at the point in my manhood where I'm actually happy. It's not just myself transitioning, it's everybody around me transitioning.
Good for you, but let me tell you this. As a guy that has a beard, because, well, I don't know, it covers up my chins, but in general, I used to want to be like you and shave and have facial hair. Shaving sucks! Does anybody actually like shaving, man or woman alive? Please.
No. So that's why your beard is so long, because you just hate shaving?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the reasons. Plus, like I said, I've got about 3 or 4 chins right now. I'm kind of like Peter Griffin, so I like to grow it out so you don't see
understand.
How fat I am.
I, like, every man in my life has always said, oh, I need a beard, it covers up my chin, or whatever, it makes me look slimmer.
Alex, I look like a child molester without a beard.
No, you look good without a beard. A giant beard always makes people look bigger than they are, in my opinion. And I have said that to so many guys.
I feel like beards are like kind of like Botox for women. They think it just like covers up their flaws.
It does. Liv,
you know?
Liv, like I'm not saying this looks good, but Liv, where's the flaws? Point out the
right.
flaws.
Or like makeup. It's like makeup. But I remember the first time shaving my legs and it looked like it was a freaking massacre in my shower.
Did you really cut that bad?
Yes, like at least 10 places.
I remember shaving my head. I honestly thought I had to go to the hospital. Like, ah, God, it's still bleeding. Yeah, so, but hey, congratulations. That's interesting. A lawyer from Colorado is the 11th person. Let me repeat, the 11th person to die descending Everest in the last 10 days. I understand people go there and probably this is the best time of the year to do that, but the 62-year-old man died suddenly after his descent, and he made it up, and he started coming down, and his death remains unclear, and it probably will be for a while because they have to go up there and get the body.
Ew.
He's the second American to die in the last 10 days after reaching the peak. I guess each your own. Like, I don't mind, like, a hiking trail. I think those are nice and beautiful, but I don't get people that want to climb up in that cold weather to the top. Like, what are you looking for?
I would never do that in a million years.
I would not even do that.
Put me in a simulator. I'll take a Stairmaster and put it in, like, a freezer. It's the same thing. Okay, there's a brand new disorder. Let me know what you guys think about this. I actually would like to know what you as a parent think about it. If you're listening right now, you got your little kiddo ready. If you think, yeah, you know what, this is a real disorder. The World Health Organization has added gaming disorder as a modern disease and describes it as a pattern of persistent or recurrent gaming behavior, which can be online or offline, manifested by impaired control over gaming, increasing priority given to gaming to the extent that the gaming takes precedent over life and interest in daily activities, and the continuation of escalation of gaming despite yada, yada, yada. Pretty much they're saying it is your number one thing in your life. Just like if you were drinking or doing drugs, it's like the number one thing. But they're actually recognizing it now, and they're saying that if you have kids with these symptoms and these things, you really should go see your family physician and try to get help. Is it really that bad? I mean, I know when I hang out with my little bro, Michael, he loves playing Fortnite.
I believe it because I've seen those YouTube videos where the parents try to take away the games for whatever kind of punishment, and the kid is flipping out.
If you're a parent, 833-JOE-ALEX, or maybe you know a kiddo that's kind of going through that, I want to know if anybody listening actually has a kid with kind of a gaming disorder. Alex talked about this in the opening of the show, but it's everywhere. Here in Indianapolis, Indiana, just north of us, there were some tornadoes, but also really hit hard was Oklahoma and Dayton, Ohio. But a powerful EF3 tornado killed at least two people, destroyed a motel, and devastated a mobile home park in Oklahoma. This happened over the weekend. At least 29 people were injured by the tornadoes, which hit overnight on a Saturday. There's no good time for a tornado, but we've talked about this. Could you imagine it? You're sleeping. It's pitch black. You can't see the tornado coming. You just hear sirens.
It's very scary.
Super scary. 29 people were injured by that tornado. An EF3 tornado is about 75 yards wide, so imagine a football field length. It's almost as wide as that, and it can have winds up to 165 miles per hour. Moving on to sports this morning, I'm always curious to see what Liv the Web Girl thinks, but the Toronto Raptors beat the Milwaukee Bucks 100-94 to reach the NBA Finals for the first time ever. Toronto will now host the Golden State Warriors, boo, in Game 1 of the NBA Finals on Thursday night. So are we all rooting for Toronto?
Yeah.
Or are we rooting for Golden State?
I'm rooting for Toronto, definitely, but I don't know if they're going to be able to get it done. I know Kevin Durant is going to be out for the first game.
Okay.
But I don't know if he's going to be back the others. But what happens when Kevin Durant is not in, Steph Curry gets in his vibe and he just blows off. So I don't know. I'm hoping it's not a sweep. That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, and I don't know. Like, I feel really bad rooting for like Canada. But I feel like I have.
I don't.
You don't?
No, my husband Biebs is from there.
Oh.
So,
does your
not
boyfriend
at all.
Jewel Daddy know about that? Okay. And finally, today's a special day. I think I should celebrate accordingly. It normally would be Taco Tuesday, but today it's National Hamburger Day. So I don't think I can ask Alex because you don't eat burgers, right?
I do like burgers a lot, but I don't put cheese or anything on it. It's just plain the patty and the bun.
Who's got the best burger then? It could be a fast food or a restaurant. Like, I'm probably just more fast food. Let's keep it simple like that. Like, I would say Wendy's has got the best burger for like a fast food joint, right?
So the only burger I've had from a fast food place within the last 5 years is McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
And holy cow, I had one I think 6 or 7 months ago, just a bite of one. I forgot how good they are.
Pork Chop, who do you think has the best burgers, like at a fast food joint?
I really like McDonald's burgers.
Really? Am I the only one that's like a classic, like from Dave, you know, like a classic single?
I like Culver's and I like Five Guys.
Culver's is good. And yeah, those are actually all good.
But I have been dying to try Shake Shack. I've tried.
That's good.
I've tried In-N-Out.
What did you think?
I've tried Whataburger.
That was very
good,
too.
And then Shake Shack is the only other thing that I really want to try. What do I think about what? Live In-N-Out?
Yes.
Okay, the first time I had it, I thought it was okay. I thought it was pretty good. And then the second time I had it, I thought it was terrible. Okay. So I'm like kind of up in the air about it.
Wow.
Well,
let's talk to Haley real quick as we wrap up Joe's Need to Know News. Haley, we were talking about gaming. Is it an actual disorder? And do you know somebody that kind of suffers with it?
Yeah, growing up, I had a friend of mine that I grew up with my entire life, and her brother gave up his gaming system for Lent, and, you know, they're a good Catholic family, and his parents made sure he stayed off of it, and he went completely nuts. He would be breaking stuff, throwing everything everywhere. Like, it was really bad to the point where they almost had to send him somewhere because
Whoa.
He was completely off the chain.
Oh my God.
It's like he was possessed by the devil or something.
Yeah, I've never seen him act like that before.
Ooh, see, that stuff freaks me out. I would rather my kids don't ever have a gaming system because I am so nervous about them becoming like that.
I just don't get it, Haley and Alex and everybody. Like, I don't understand like how now it's such a big problem, because growing up, we didn't have like mobile phone games. I played Xbox, PS1. We had like Nintendo 64. We had all the different consoles, and I played all the violent games. But we weren't addicted, like Call of Duty, like similar to Fortnite.
Yeah, but
we
how
weren't on
old
there.
Were you?
I started when I was probably like 8 or 9 years old, all the way up to now. I'm 33.
They had Call of Duty when you were 8 years old.
I'm saying games like that as I go along. I've played those games as a younger adult for sure, like when I was in high school.
Well, and this was back like when, you know, Tony Hawk, Pro Skater and stuff was out. Like, not the violent games even. It just regular, the first couple games, you know, that came out, I think they had a PlayStation.
Yeah, so that's like way back there, and still the same thing. Haley, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. If you want to see all these stories, we'll have different links. If there's videos, we'll put them up too on our blog, the Joe's Need to Know News blog at joeandalexshow.com. Joe and Alex Show. I know it's a little early for this, guys, but do you mind if I just let me unscrew this real quick? I brought some red wine, if that's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you guys wanted some white wine or red. I mean, Alex, like you like red?
I like both, but they have to be sweet.
Okay. Yeah. Just like you.
Yes.
Just like Alex. Pork Chop, what about you? What kind of wine can I give you this morning?
Well, this is crazy we're talking about wine, because in my job yesterday where I'm training, I had the wine class, so I'm like a wine expert now.
Oh, whoa. Look at your snifter over there. This smells like
what
it's got some
called?
Nice tannins.
Some sommelier or something like that.
Somebody a sommelier? Yeah. That's like a
Are
level
you thinking
five.
A Somali pirate?
No, she's right. Sommelier. That's a level 5 wine expert. There's only like allegedly 6 in the world.
No, was sommelier.
That is not true. There's not just 6 in the world.
There's 7 now because pork chop
or,
exists.
Or maybe in the U.S. It's like takes years. It's impossible.
What?
To be.
Yeah,
but apparently... Oh, never mind. I was going to say a basketball player, but I can't think of his name.
Good
well,
story.
You know, some people, they those kind of people that are like experts in wine or whatever, they'll like take one sniff and be like, oh, it's a nice oaky afterbirth.
Oh, I can taste the Chardonnay on there. If you're a wino expert, by the way, I'll even do a little Franzia bag slappers. 833-JOE-ALEX. I want to kind of get to know what kind of person you are. A new poll is out revealing the personality traits and wine preferences of about 2,000 Americans. So not a huge survey, but these are people obviously over the age of 21. Here's what they found, and I don't agree with this. White wine drinkers tend to be extroverted night owls who prefer cats to dogs. They identify as perfectionists who are sarcastic and curious. They're less likely to call themselves wine aficionados and spend an average of about $37 per bottle.
Okay, if I had to choose red or white, I would choose white, and that right now does seem like me.
Okay, what about this? Let me give you the red wine one, Alex. Red wine drinkers are more introverted early birds who prefer dogs and identify as organized, humble, nope, not Alex, and adventurous, not Alex.
I think I'm humble. I don't think I'm organized and adventurous.
Sit down, Alex. Be humble, please. What else here? They tend to consider themselves wine aficionados and dish out an average of $40 per bottle. I guess at a restaurant, that's where they're saying the price, because at home, I'm like, what? $10? Okay, deal.
Yeah,
like,
you're drinking that barefoot wine at home, aren't you?
What's wrong with being barefoot, drinking the barefoot wine? I like that stuff. No, I like the sweet. I like sweet red and sweet wine.
Ew.
White wine. No, I like that. I don't like the headaches, though. Now, what about red and white? Because somebody's probably saying, well, that's me. 75% of people responding said that they'll drink what others are having at an event, even if they want something else. On average, the people say that they can take three. They can polish off 3 bottles of wine monthly. 3 bottles monthly? I can do that in a week.
I don't drink very much wine at all. I never drink that much. I am constantly dumping out like almost full bottles of wine, because I'll open one, pour one glass, and then like that's
be
it.
Done.
But no, you know, you put like the lid on it, right?
I do. I have corks, but then it'll sit there for like 4 weeks, and yeah. I feel like that's too long.
After you put the cork in it, I don't. You shouldn't have it after like 4 days. At like the most, like that's like even stretching it.
How do you guys not drink a bottle of wine in like in one sitting?
This thing also says that people who like red wine listen to jazz music, people that listen to white listen to punk music.
Okay, like really? Like, yeah, like a nice Moscato with some Metallica.
And people say that 72% of people say their favorite place to drink wine is at home. And they say that they drink a glass of wine after work or with dinner because they don't want to open a new bottle.
I know, like, it's not, like, the most popular type of wine, but I love Moscato.
Ew.
Yeah, me too.
It's like super sweet. It'll give you a headache, but Moscato.
You know who drinks
think
Moscato?
Think Waka Flocka Flame does.
Like 20-year-olds that can't
True.
Even drink yet, who are just drinking wine for the very first time, so they drink it because it tastes like candy. They're also getting drunk at some frat party and listening to Drake.
Dude, when I
that
first...
drinks Moscato.
And you're telling me something's wrong with that? Or
when I first started drinking, it was cupcake Moscato.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna throw up.
Okay, even I'm like, that's a little too sweet for me. How do you not have diabetes yet?
I might.
Yeah, I think you might too. Yes, it is true. We're the Joe and Alex Show, and we are still free. We have not charged yet to listen, but we could be charging soon. So you make sure you subscribe to our podcast, because then it could get really expensive. No, I'm kidding. We're free. We're cheap. We're easy here on Radio Now. The number to call in is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Who listening to the Joe and Alex Show has had a terrible roommate or a terrible neighbor? I'll take either one of those. 833-JOE-ALEX. This story I saw in the Daily Mail. So it happened over in the UK. But this was, I guess, residents, they threw a street party. When their neighbor got evicted by the landlord, everybody came together like, thank God she's gone.
Wow.
Like, that's how much the neighborhood hated this person. That's how miserable they made everybody. And rightfully so. Like, this person, wait till you hear what they did. They caused, I guess, $25,000 in damage to the unit that she was in. She let other squatters, like, come in there and live.
Whoa.
Just absolutely destroyed.
Was she on drugs?
I'm assuming drugs might have been involved, but in case she hears this and wants to sue me later, or I'll say allegedly, but probably. There was also, like, little mini horses in the back garden area that just ran around and pooped everywhere.
Wait a second, like a little Nas area?
I got the horses in the back.
What?
But like small horses, like miniature ponies.
Miniature ones.
Yes. Those were in
yeah,
the back.
Yeah, she was for sure on like LSD.
They were calling them gypsy horses, so maybe like the gypsies were riding around on their horses. But the whole back looked like a Sanford and Son, kind of like a scrapyard. It had like bike parts everywhere, garbage pile up. I imagine the funk in the air.
Ew.
Living there must have been absolutely terrible.
I can't believe in an apartment she had this much room.
Well, it was like a kind of a flat, like a house kind of, I guess. Like
okay.
Very small, though. Nothing's that big over there in this particular spot. But it's like, wow, it's cool to see the whole neighborhood got together. They had a bounce house for the kids. Like, they had a legit block party, a street party.
Oh, my gosh.
When this lady left and finally moved out. So, but seeing the photos inside, the house looks like this carpet, the floor, looks like dirt. Just destroyed.
That's sick.
I feel so bad for the landlord that actually owns that. So 833-JOE-ALEX, what is your story about maybe the worst roommate you had or maybe a neighbor you had? Finally, when they got out, you're like, thank you, sweet baby Jesus. For me, I had a neighbor, and I don't know why. They were definitely drinkers because they used to throw beer cans at us a lot. But they always thought that we were parking. It was a spot where we were allowed to park kind of by the entrance to our apartment. It was a house divided into like four apartments.
Yeah.
We'd park there, but they're like, you're parking on our yard. And they'd always throw beer cans because we'd hear it go clink.
Like straight up at you or your vehicle?
Our vehicle. And they were empty, thank God. But you could just hear like clink, like metal off the car. I'm like, how many beers are you having tonight, Billy Bob? Come on.
We've had a couple.
Like, stop.
A couple people like call into our show. I don't know if you remember this, Joe, but one person said that they would like make dinners. Their roommate would make dinner or something like that, and then they would use their pet egg shavings, like their foot shavings,
okay,
and sprinkle it on their
I'm
food. They would tell them it was Parmesan cheese or
I'm
something like that.
Stop,
and then we
stop,
also,
stop.
Yeah, they called into our show before. And then another person called in. Do you remember this? They said that they like to boil their underwear on the stove in like a pot of water to clean them thoroughly. And they had
There's
walked
no
away.
There's no need for that. No need for that.
They left they took the underwear out and they left the pot of water on the stove. And then they came back in the room and they saw their roommate was like, oh man, thanks for leaving this water. I'm just gonna go ahead and throw my pasta in here.
Ugh.
And so he made his like spaghetti with the dirty underwear water that the other roommate had used before, and he felt so embarrassed that he didn't even tell his roommate. He just let him eat the pasta.
That's a one of spicy meatball.
That is so foul. So foul. I have a neighbor who will stay up on weeknights, okay, not even weekends. Around 11 o'clock, she'll start blaring her music, and she'll do that until well after I leave. So I'll leave for work in the morning around like 4:50 or something, and she'll still be blaring music. And then every 20 minutes, she slams her apartment door, like stomps down the stairs, slams the door to the whole building to smoke a cigarette. She does that every single 15 minutes, and it wakes me up with every slammed
door. Have you went
door.
And said anything to the neighbor?
I haven't said anything to her because I'm scared she's on crack and drug addicts. Like,
Then you need to go up there and live like you're cracked out, like really crazy.
Write an anonymous letter and leave it on her door.
Someone wrote an anonymous letter in our building that just said, hey, make sure we're being like very conscientious of our neighbors and like the times that they're sleeping. Like, thank you. But I don't know if anyone signed it.
Ooh.
Like, I don't know if it's signed an anonymous or if it's like an actual signature.
You should have done it and then like put like the people next to you, like, you know, apartment like 1A and you're like 1B, like signed apartment 1A. Like, yeah, I agree.
Savage.
And then I know this sounds terrible, but I had, they weren't bad people, but it really made it hard for me to breathe in my place. They used to always cook with curry, and it was so strong that I was in the top floor, and it would come up from the second floor that the halls would smell like curry when they would cook their dishes.
Wow.
And then our apartment, I swear to you, my clothes started like just smelling like curry because I think it through the vents maybe.
Yeah, it's very strong.
It's a strong thing. And
curry, it smells like pancakes and syrup to me.
Oh, I wish. I love the smell of like buttery milk and pancakes. But that, I mean, they weren't bad people, but like, talk about like, I couldn't a situation for me to move or them to move. Cause it really, like, it got so strong.
Yeah.
It was just pungent.
Vanilla from Space on Instagram says, my college roommate didn't tell me her cat used my dead sister's chair as a litter box.
Oh!
I sat in it too.
Holy cow.
I mean, she wins.
Yeah, for sure. You can let us know about your bad roommates. Send us a tweet at Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Maroon 5 lead singer Adam Levine announced that he is leaving The Voice after 16 seasons on the show. Levine was one of the original coaches and had 3 victories on the show. He said he was honored to be a part of the show, but it was simply time to move on. Gwen Stefani, who was originally on The Voice, is going to take his spot with her boyfriend Blake Shelton. John Legend's coming back, and Kelly Clarkson are all going to return as judges for season 17. Now, insiders close to Adam Levine say he was not a fan of some of the updates made to The Voice for season 16, notably the live cross battles, which debuted in April. I guess in this new round, 2 coaches kind of go head-to-head in a live schoolyard pick by each selecting one artist from their team to go up against another team's artist, and each artist performs an individual song, and then their fate is decided by a viewer vote. In a preview of the live cross battles, Levine said the round made the show kind of feel like the Wild West out there, and it wasn't a good thing. His team took a major hit, left the musician with only 4 contestants, and by the time the show arrived at the top 8, Levine's entire team had been eliminated. The source said he really didn't like some of the changes to the format of the show last season, and it's just time for him to leave. It wouldn't be surprising if he came back to visit, though, because there's new music coming soon for him, and he's going to be touring, and he plans to continue acting, so he's going to be staying busy.
That is a kick in the junk when you lose your whole team. You're like, have anybody to play?
We'll miss Adam, though. You know, The Voice is probably the best singing competition show out there.
I love
how
Adam and used to play off Blake. Yeah. I thought those two were really good together.
And he made some really sweet comments too, saying how Blake is going to be one of his forever best friends. Taylor Swift says that her new music has political undertones. In an interview with Elle Magazine, she said, I definitely think that there are political undertones in the new music I made. I'm not planning to stop encouraging young people to vote and to try to get them to talk about what's going on in our country. I think that's one of the most important things that I could do. She says her album will drop at some point. I think that's going to be it's going to be June or July is when this album's going to come out. If I had to guess. O.J. Simpson once bragged to his former manager about his steamy hot tub hookup with Kris Jenner that sent her to the hospital because of the size of his cock-a-doodle-doo. His ex-manager, Norman Pardo, said that the former NFL star boasted that he blanked that B until he broke her in a hot tub in the 1990s. At the time, Kris was married to her first husband, Robert Kardashian, and Simpson was married to Nicole when the jacuzzi encounter supposedly occurred. Their spouses left, and the two were in the hot tub alone. Simpson said after the sex that they had to take her to the hospital at 2 or 3 in the morning.
Dang.
Do you believe this?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, no, I'm asking. Everybody's always speculating. I do feel bad if it's not true for Chloe that O.J. Simpson is her father.
I mean, she looks like him.
What I'm saying is the timing right, though, for what these allegations say.
She looks like him.
You think Chloe Kardashian looks like O.J. Simpson?
A little bit.
Yes.
You are on drugs if you think that.
She does it now because she finally got pretty. But before she did all the stuff to her face and everything, just normal Chloe, like even as a child and everything, she looks exactly like him.
I don't think so at all. I mean, she would be mixed, like biracial.
She kind of looks
she
like
does
it.
She does not look like biracial.
You don't think
all.
She could be?
Her whole thing was that she was way like paler and way whiter than her two sisters who are half Armenian.
She is more fair skinned than them.
1,000%.
It's just interesting either way if it possibly could have went down.
And also
in the hot tub.
They just did in like this season they just did like the 23andMe ancestry test.
Oh yeah.
And that came back like she's not.
You don't
she
think
is full wait,
you don't,
Robert
you don't
Kardashian.
You don't think that a cover-up of some
Chris
sort.
Chris switched it out.
No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know how that stuff works.
And Miley Cyrus is releasing a new EP on Friday called She Is Coming. Miley shared the release date and the album's cover art on her Instagram. Over the weekend, she debuted three new songs at a show in London, one called Catitude, Dream, and Mother's Daughter. Her last album was 2017's Younger Now, which flopped.
I'm hoping, as the kids say, there's some bops and bangers. Isn't the new music out on Friday, you said?
Yep. It's kind of weird that it's an EP, though.
I don't care what it is. Just give me something for my ear holes, please.
Coming up in less than an hour, you will not believe what Cardi B bought her baby Culture.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
It was an insane weekend in Indianapolis, Indiana. That's where we are at. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, Radio Now 100.9 in Indianapolis. And in Houston, we're on the air on 92.1 Radio Now. But just a huge race. We actually had, and I'm blanking on the guy's name, we met him Friday night at our carb night party.
Lom.
He listens to the Joe and Alex Show in Houston on the new 92.1. And he actually came up here because he also lives in Indy and he likes to go to the Indy 500. It's so cool how small of a world is and how connected it was.
That was one of the best parts is getting to meet him. That was really neat.
But that wasn't the crazy stuff. And we want to know 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. The craziest thing that you've ever seen at an event. Maybe it was a concert. Maybe it was the Houston Rodeo. Just anything you've been to, you're like, oh my God, I saw this person do it, and it was absolutely insane. Have you actually saw somebody doing it? I don't know. We'll get to our stories in a second. Now, the things that aren't crazy that were really cool, though, how about Kelly Clarkson? Listen to this. She was performing the Star Spangled Banner, then they have the flyover before they start the race on Sunday.
Oh, say does that Star Spangled Banner yet wear?
Oh, and the planes fly over, the hair on my arm stands up. Kelly killed it. 2 years in a row, she's got to do the national Woo-hoo! Anthem. And I only saw part of the race. I didn't see the finish, but if you missed the end of the Indy 500, here's how that went down.
Rossi's going to have a massive draft on Simon Pagenaud into the home stretch. Less than half a mile. Simon Pagenaud sweeps him at the May and wins. He's made an Indy 500. How about that?
Just absolutely insane. But those are not the crazy stories we're talking about. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I would love to share ours, but I also want to hear from you. Crazy things you might have seen this past weekend, but just in general, maybe an event you've been to in your life or a concert, just any kind of thing you're like, that was absolutely insane.
There were so many moments that had me cracking up. First of all, Porkchop was going around saying that he was 99% sure that you pooped your little romper, Joe.
Excuse you? Explain that one.
Yeah, he said, I think Joe pooped his romper.
Joe, I went up to you and I said, Joe, I think there's like mud or something dripping down your leg. And you said, what? Who cares? Is it poop? If it's poop, let me know. But if it's mud, who cares? And then I was like, it's mud.
To be fair, I had a few questionable farts that I don't know what happened. I mean, I started drinking at like 8 in the morning. So.
And so he was like, well, Joe didn't deny. Like he said, well, is it poop? He was saying that. And so because you said that, he said, well, then he must have thought maybe it happened. So then we were like, no. And then he disappeared for such a long time that we thought he was you were hiding because you had pooped your romper.
Well, it depends when it was. Like, because we were there early before everybody got in, like, the gates. And I was like, you know what? I need to sit down for a while and have a drink and a bratwurst. So I did do that for a while. It was weird. I passed out for a little bit, and I woke up to some girl feeding me guacamole.
What?
Like, on a chip. Yeah. It was on her Instagram. I don't know if it's there anymore. But did you guys not see this video?
No, why were you passed out? Were you that drunk?
Does that really matter for what we're talking about
right
now?
Yeah, because I'm confused because you never said that you were drunk the whole day. So I'm confused why
here,
you passed
I'll show,
out.
I'll show you a little clip right here. There it is right there.
Oh, that is a girl feeding you. Yes, you were sleeping?
And that was not my wife. I was just kind of taking a nap, a siesta of sorts. Oh my God, you guys never partied hard and that doesn't happen?
Oh no, I'm just shocked because we were working until 10 without any of us really drinking anything. And then we got called back to our little tent at Radio Now to keep the broadcast going. And we all were there and we were like, where is Joe? We were missing in action for 4 hours.
I already did my duty. I figured it's time to share the wealth with everybody else. You guys all deserve a chance to be on the microphone, not just me.
You did your duty.
Producer Porkchop had his fly open the entire day.
Yeah, dude, you were a pervert. What was with that?
Yeah, when I left my house this morning, I was already running 5 minutes late. So I went to sit down in my car and...
talking about on Sunday, not this morning. You just said this morning.
Oops, yeah, yesterday morning.
See, he's drunk too.
And the zipper came off the track, and I just didn't have time to go back inside and change.
So he took a little safety pin and just put it between his zipper and his pants, and then the whole day people were coming up to us does Porkchop know that his zipper's
now,
down?
No, where is that zipper? Because that was, where's that safety pin? Because that was my safety pin.
Oh, it's at home.
Well, right. And also, it's not him that did it. I practically did it. It was very up close and personal.
Liv looked very natural in that situation, helping people out. Andy, we still got more, but Andy's on the Joe and Alex show, 833-JOE-ALEX. Maybe something crazy, solid, the Indy 500 or Snake Pit, or just any event you've ever been to. What was it?
I was actually at turn 3 once, and I watched a guy get escorted out of the women's restroom by a cop that was on a horse, but he didn't get off.
Well, the cop never got off the actual horse. They stayed on the horse. Wow.
Yeah, he ran the entire horse straight into the restroom, tried to escort this guy out.
Wow. Imagine, because there's people obliterated, who knows what they're drinking or ingesting. It's man, there's a horse in the bathroom stall, am I in a barn?
That is so impressive, honestly.
Andy, man, thank you for kicking things off here on the Joe and Alex show. Liv the Web Girl, if we could give the camera to Porkchop so he could film a little bit, I think you have an incredible story of something that you witnessed. Now, please share with us what went down that you saw this weekend.
I witnessed two things, both of which were extremely questionable. The first thing I'll say is I saw a woman that was easily at least 7 months pregnant, maybe 8 months pregnant, and she was very clearly pregnant. She was a tiny woman with a beach ball.
You sure she
doesn't underneath
fact?
Her shirt.
Some women have that gut, you know what
people
I mean?
People keep telling me this, but the people I was with, I told them to look back. She was drinking a lemon Truly. If you don't know what a Truly is, it is an alcoholic beverage. I saw her drink two of them, and she was at least 7 months pregnant.
Okay, well.
And then that was at turn 3, so outside of the snake pit, in the snake pit, I kid you not, I saw a girl whip out her breast. It was a very large breast.
Okay.
And squirt breast milk into a man's mouth.
Oh, wow. You know what? When it's hot, it's hot. And that makes sense. If you don't know, the winner of the Indy 500 pours milk over their head, so maybe they were just practicing.
Happened 3 times that this happened, and it wasn't fake. It was a real,
I get
actual
you. Boobie.
Yeah, boob.
Wow, that is, if that was you, by the way, please, 833-JOE-ALEX, I want to know what went down, because that's an interesting observation.
Well, speaking of that, let's talk about Joe's man boobs, because Joe...
Oh my God, yeah.
...put a drink in his man boob cleavage, and then bent over and poured a shot into this guy's open mouth that was kneeling down. And we got a video of it. I'm hoping our digital team is going to make a video, and we'll put it up on Instagram later today, hopefully, at Joe and Alex Show, of the whole insane day. Because if you do live in Houston and you have never gotten to experience the Indy 500,
need to come up.
You have to watch this of all the insanity that goes down in the track. But Joe did this, and I was crying laughing.
I know I do have something for our social media. You can follow us, Joe and Alex Show, and you can see everything that kind of happened this past weekend. But I will give you Liv the Web Girl that tortilla chip thing of the guacamole, so we can put it up there on our story. People see how awkward it really got. I mean, are there any other stories that we're forgetting that we don't talk about? I had to break up a fight as we were leaving.
Yeah, what happened with that?
Somebody came over, because people get drunk and people are friendly at first, but somebody came over to the group where I was at with 10 different vehicles. They had a whole little mini tent set up, and they just reached in there and tried to steal all their Jell-O shots.
Oh,
like,
it,
is it,
well,
like,
that's
oh,
a valid reason then.
Oh, it was. And then, like, and then I'm the peacemaker. So here I am, though, according to Porkchop, poop pants, everybody can see.
I have a picture of that, by the way.
Let me see.
The poop pants.
Oh, my God.
So many people were like, why is Joe wearing the same romper again, by the way? This is like your third year in a row wearing the same outfit. And so many people said that to me.
What's wrong with wearing the same outfit?
Because it's the same outfit, again, for 3 years in a row for the same event.
Hey, at least you didn't get called gym coach.
Yeah, Porkchop looks like honestly, one of the guys you hear about that he abused a bunch of college students or something. He had his little zipper kind of pinned together. He had his blue track jacket on.
Yeah, that's because there was an 80% chance of rain and thunderstorms. That would have been the best prepared.
Yeah.
80% chance of being creepy as hell is what you were doing. Hey, if you got any of those stories, we'll talk to you next year on the Joe and Alex Show. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. This is an interesting question. I'm apparently an old man because I'm 33. But I don't even understand how this is a question, Alex. But you wanted to ask guys the question, and they can call in and kind of answer it for you at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539.
I'm trying to understand from guys, do you not ask girls for their number anymore? Do you just, what are you asking for to contact them? Because I felt like all weekend long, I was doing things and saying things, basically really putting myself out there like, hey, if you want to ask for my number right now, like I would totally give it to you, but no one would just ask. And so I'm starting to wonder, what is the deal? Because this is something that it's a continuous thing, not just this weekend, but going out to bars, whatever. If a guy comes up and talks to me, they like never, ever, ever ask for that. And I'm just like, okay. So what is the thing now? Is it just, are you just asking girls for their Snapchats or what? Because that sucks.
Wait, did they not ask you for anything?
They're not interested if they don't ask for anything.
It might just be like, that.
No, I've had guys say things like, what's your Instagram or something stupid like that. But I feel like girls want you to ask for their number to text them.
Alex, this is a good point. And two things, 833-JOE-ALEX. I think it'd be nice to hear from other women out there. If you're like Alex and you're looking to get things, are guys giving you the number? Or are they doing Snapchat, Instagram? I mean, MySpace, what are they doing to reach out to you? And guys, if you can call in, I mean, most likely if you're not calling Alex, you're not going to call us either. 833-JOE-ALEX. What are you doing? No, I'm saying like, obviously, if guys don't like to call, they don't like to call. They don't like numbers.
Well, see, I was talking to somebody over the weekend about this, who is a guy, and he's dating somebody. And he's pretty much same age as us. Yeah. And so I asked him this question, and he was like, oh, yeah, guys will not ask a girl for their number at a bar or anything. You have to go up to them. And otherwise, like, we're not going to say anything. Like, we're too scared to go up and ask for your number.
But I feel like if they're already talking to you,
that scary
then
part's over.
Why, yeah, the scared part is
that's
over.
That's what I would think. There were a couple guys that I literally went up to and I said, like, hey, like, you're the best looking person here or whatever.
She said that Alex did say that to me too, so that's
a big deal. And they're just like, oh my gosh, thank you. Like, you're so cute too. Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, are you on Instagram or something? I'm like, bro, ask for my freaking number. What are you doing?
Hold on, Alex. We have Amber, a fellow lady here. Alex, what do you think? I mean, Amber, what do you think about this?
I think maybe they just don't want to contact her.
You know, I mean, what? Why does everybody have to rain on my parade all the time?
Hater. We got a hater over here.
That's the thing.
Hater alert. We've got a hater on the line.
Look, I'm a pretty self-aware person. I think I know when a guy is or isn't interested. I'm not that stupid. And
well,
I feel like guys,
they aren't, or they'd ask for your number.
But that's what I'm saying. It feels like they are, but they just do other stupid things, like ask for my Instagram or something like that. And I'm asking, guys, why don't you just ask for a number? And my friend told me it was because guys are too scared to do that anymore. They won't do it.
What expertise does this friend have?
I mean, he's been dating somebody for a couple years.
Okay, so if he's been dating someone for a couple years, he's out of the dating game. He has no idea.
But they met at a bar, and so I was like, oh, so you went up to her at a bar? He said, no, she came up to me because I was too scared to ask for a number, and he was telling me how him and all his friends are like that. Like, unless a girl comes up to the guy, they won't say anything.
833-JOE-ALEX. Randy's on the Joe and Alex Show. What'd you want to say, Randy?
Hey, I was just calling to say that guys nowadays ask for Snapchats or social media so that they can check you out to make sure that you're not crazy or because they're cheating. Or ooh, whatnot.
You think it's because they're cheating? How?
Well, I notice, like, anytime I go out, if a guy asks for a Snapchat, they normally have a girlfriend. or like they're trying to be secretive because it deletes itself afterwards.
Oh, that's a good point. So they might be cheating, Alex, but they're like, well, let me get with this girl and see what happens.
Why is everyone so freaking shady? Why can't people just be normal?
I don't know. I mean, that's a good question. See, I'm so out of the dating game, but like when it happens, when my wife Lindsay does divorce me and gets a better looking guy that does more adventurous stuff, and I do have to go back out there, I'm going to ask for every girl's number. Of course, they're going to call the cops on me. But like, I feel like I'm old school. Like, I'd have to get the courage up to go up to the girl and ask her, but I would want the number. Like, I want to directly talk to you on your phone.
There were a few guys that we sat there and had deep conversations.
Who are you talking about?
There were just, I wasn't around you 24/7 all weekend long, Liv. Why are you acting like my babysitter?
Because I want to know. I'm curious. I'm nosy.
There were moments where this happened.
I did see you talking to some guy, so I'm wondering.
There were moments where it was like deep conversations where we talked about a whole bunch of things. There was some flirting going on. Like, there was definitely chemistry. And then the conversation, it just ends up ending. And then they walk away. I'm like, I definitely know that there was like some flow there. Why not ask for my number?
Did this happen on Friday night?
No, I'm not talking about Friday.
Okay. Then I'll leave it alone because I saw you having a conversation with the gentleman for a while, so I didn't know. Eva, you're on the Joe and Alex show, 833-JOE-ALEX. I think everybody's heard this, but if not, you're just tuning in. Alex wants to know, do guys not ask for numbers anymore? Or is it just that they don't want hers? What's the deal? What do you think?
I'm pretty young. And guys never ask my number. I've had a guy ask for my Instagram because he told me he wants to make sure I'm still hot in the morning.
Well, when he went there, was it hot or was it not?
I mean, I hope so, but I don't know.
What filters do you usually use?
I don't usually use one. I'm pretty boring.
Okay. So, well, then it would have proved that you were the same person and all that good stuff. So, I mean, then was he still interested or did he never contact you?
Oh, we ended up being friends, but yeah, he just DM'd me. He's like, hey, let's hang out again. But yeah, just friends now.
Wow. Ooh. I love this guy's honesty.
I do too. Yeah. I love this. Hey,
see, that's what I'm talking about.
We got some more people calling in. Let's get to some more calls in just one second. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Guys, I want to hear from you if you're listening too. Why are you not going up to Alex and giving her your number?
It's not just me. It's in general.
No, it's only Alex. Only. No, I'm just kidding.
In general, the theory is, and what I'm figuring out is, guys, just are you not asking for any girl's number? Even if you're interested, they have to ask you.
All right, we'll talk to you next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Why, guys? Why are you not asking for Alex's number? Instead, you're like, yo, what's your Instagram? What's your Snapchat? What do you got? 833-JOE-ALEX. That's just a general question. Are guys no longer actually asking for the phone number anymore? Ladies, are you experiencing kind of the same thing Alex did this past weekend? I mean, some people suggested, and I hate to think that, but maybe like, well, maybe they're not into you, Alex.
Yeah, Sammy says Alex couldn't be that stupid. The guy's either shady, committed to someone else, or not interested. Sammy, he was interested. It's either just they don't ask for anything. Because it's you do know. It's the way somebody talks to you, the way they keep the conversation going. They're asking
you
questions.
Double standard alert. Because if I say that, like, oh, she was into me. She totally wanted me. Like, sure, you creep.
And also, I think that you'd be surprised how many guys are smart and are just like not like rude, that they'll keep talking to a girl and they'll like act
no
like
because they'll say
the
something like they will say like what's your Instagram and things like this, like that is their way of hitting on a girl, is asking for social media.
Okay.
Stephanie said maybe they thought you were working and didn't want to be disrespectful. I mean, possibly.
Yeah, because that's the thing, guys are always way too respectful of something.
Danielle said, Alex, I'm literally having the same issue with guys. Why don't they ever ask for numbers? Christy said, I've noticed that guys that are my age will ask for my number, but the younger generation only asks for Snapchat or Instagram. And Catherine said, classy men ask for your number, not social media. See, I agree. If you are a guy listening to this right now, this is your confidence builder, your confidence booster. We do want you to ask for our number, and we want you to text or call us first later. We want you to make that move. So if you've been too hesitant and nervous to do it, here it is. This is your sign. Do it.
Kelsey's on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, what'd you want to say, Kelsey?
I just want to say I think guys are intimidated by Alex. She's very beautiful.
Well, I mean,
I'm really not that. I'm really not that cute.
I'm not saying Alex isn't pretty or beautiful. I think guys are more intimidated. It's like, oh crap! If I talk to this girl and something goes wrong, she's gonna shish kebab me on the radio. Like, I am gonna get burnt. I'm gonna get beaten.
I do feel that way sometimes.
No, she only eats chicken nuggets. Like,
well, then she's gonna peel the skin off of them like she does her nugs.
That should make me easy and not intimidating.
No, you're very picky. You're very over the top.
Well, listen to this guy. There was a guy that I talked to this week, and guess what he is? A food scientist. He creates donut flavors for, like, Dunkin' Donuts and Walmart.
Okay, he's just making this stuff up, and you're buying it.
This is the coolest thing. So I told him, I said, if I was going to be a food scientist, I'd want to be a chicken nugget scientist. He was like, oh, I know some people who could hook you up with being a chicken nugget scientist. I was like, no way. He said, yes. He said, tell me some ideas for different donut flavors that I could come up with. So I told him my
idea. Chicken nugget with ketchup.
No, not chicken nugget, but I told him my idea for a new donut flavor, and he said, I am not joking you. That is literally the flavor I'm working on right now in the lab. I was like, you're kidding.
No way.
He said, yeah. He said, you should come to, just hit me up sometime. You should come to this lab, and we'll create this donut together. Like, I'll show you everything. We'll put on little lab coats and all this. I was like, oh my gosh, yes. I was so excited, because how cool of a date would that be? He says, like, okay, cool, contact me, and then, like, gives me no means on how to do that. Explain that to me.
Allison.
How am I supposed to know? Do you think that I am Google Maps? How do I know your address, your phone number? I think he's just like, these guys are drunk and then they just don't think about it.
Allison, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's going on? What do you want to say?
Hey, I want to say Alex is awesome and beautiful, but you reek of desperation, girlfriend. Like, chill out.
Allison, I'm not doing anything.
I'm having a normal conversation with a guy. It's going well, and I'm asking, why doesn't he ask me? I'm not saying, why don't you ask me for my number? I'm saying that to you.
Maybe,
I don't say to them.
Maybe Alex was drunk, because I have proof. I can prove Allison's theory that Alex reeks of desperation. Joe, hit the audio.
We just wanted to talk to you because you're so cute.
Hi, sweet.
What's your name?
Kiave. I'm here with a couple boys. They're right over here.
Are they as cute as you?
More shirtless guys.
Oh, God. I don't know. It's your choice. You tell me.
Nope, you're cuter.
Alex was like hella horny.
Alex was hella horny.
It's being funny and cute.
Drunk and desperate.
How?
Okay, I will say this too. So one time we pranked my boyfriend Jewel Daddy. He didn't have Alex's number, so Alex messaged him, and I was like, "Hey, just flirt back." Her flirting was like not what I would consider flirting at all. So maybe you're just flirting wrong.
Okay, when we were pranking Jewel Daddy, I was sexting him. That wasn't me flirting. I was being outrageous on purpose.
The sexting wasn't even sexting.
Though. Hold on, let's hear this one more time to make sure we fully understand.
Come on.
I just wanted to talk to you because you're so cute.
Hi, sweet.
What's your name?
Kiave. I'm here with a couple boys. They're right over here.
Are they as cute as you?
More shirtless guys.
Huh? I don't know. It's your choice. You tell me.
Nope, you're cuter.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So he's even saying, I'm just here with some boys. Like,
he's
hey,
like,
boy.
Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Please leave me alone.
Nope, you're cuter.
Okay. I'm done. I'm red in the face. I'm so embarrassed. I just try to be funny.
Honestly, that was.
I think you need to work on being wittier.
You know what? That is my strength.
No, you don't understand wit or sarcasm.
Are you kidding me? You should see the opening lines on Bumble and Hinge. I freaking kill it. I kill it.
No, you
that is my strength.
Won.
No, listen. I do. That is the only thing I'm good at. I suck at keeping guys around. They never stick around for me. I will admit that. My relationships always crash and burn, but the one thing I'm good at is hooking them in because I'm good at that.
No, you read me one of your opening lines, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not kidding. You're the most attractive person I've ever seen on this app. Like, oh my gosh. That is not witty.
It
that
worked. Okay,
desperate.
That
That's
one
thirsty.
Was an exception.
That is a dehydrated girl.
That one was an exception.
That is a dehydrated girl, okay? That is thirsty.
I'm pissed. I feel shafted, and I'm mad.
Can you play that one part again? Nope, you're cuter.
Stop!
I can play it. Here's the very end of it right here.
Nope, you're cuter.
Burn this audio. I'm not kidding. I'm so mad.
It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now. It's time to admit if you can cook or not here on the Joe and Alex show. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. We want you to be honest. What is the best food dish that you know how to make? Not that your mama or your grandma or grandpa can make or dad can do on the grill. You. Yeah, what can you make and prepare? 833-JOE-ALEX. Let's go to the self-described chicken nugget princess. I'm sure she's got a whole array of amazing meals she can prepare. Alex Clark, what can you make? What can you cook?
Well, there's a reason we are asking this question, because there's something pretty freaking embarrassing going on when it comes to millennials.
Yeah, apparently millennials are the worst cooks of any generation. They say 60% of millennials don't even know how to make salad dressing. To be fair, I don't know how to make salad dressing. Who knows how to make salad dressing?
Me.
Live the Web Girl, you know how to make salad dressing?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's because all she eats is grass, because she's a rabbit.
Yeah, she needs to flavor her grass.
No, and also, like, I've made salads for, like, parties or, like, cookouts or something with my family. And so you make homemade dressing for a lot of those salads.
More than 25% say that were in the survey said, yeah, you know what? I'm incapable. I'm not able to prepare a birthday cake from, like, a little box. Like, to make that moist chocolate cake, they wouldn't know how to make it.
And 63% of millennials know what a butter knife is.
Okay, now you're just straight up stupid.
No, but what in the world?
I don't think they mean like the long butter knife.
Yes, they do.
No, I think they mean like the special like butter knife that you see in like fancy restaurants or when you're having like a very like nice fancy meal. That kind of butter knife, because those butter knives do look a little bit different.
Joe, what do you think?
I know what you're saying, Liv. I think they're stupid. They don't know what to call it. Like, oh, that thing right there.
They're just like, it's a knife.
But even a butter knife, who doesn't know what a butter knife is? Like at a family get together, you know, like, oh, that's the knife for the butter. That's a butter knife. It's a little bit different.
I do not know how to make salad dressing, and I would also be one of the people that could not make birthday cake from cake box mix.
Are you kidding me? It
definitely
tells you
not
how to do it.
I know I can't do it. I am lucky if I don't mess up toast, and I am not trying to be funny. I am a horrible cook. Horrible cook. The one thing I kind of know how to make decent is breakfast food, bacon and eggs. That's pretty much it.
So your claim to fame is bacon and eggs.
Yeah, that's all I can make.
Live the Web Girl, I assume your claim to fame is avocado toast, but I could be wrong. What is it? Can you make anything?
I mean, I can make anything that
Give me one of your best things. You're like, this, you guys would love this.
I'm trying to think. I mean, I can make fried chicken. I can make, this is one of my favorite meals. It is a cilantro lime chicken, so it's marinated in the cilantro lime marinade, and then it's with this avocado and tomato mango salsa that you drizzle on top.
I mean, that sounds like some 4-star, 5-star restaurant crap.
No kidding. How much are you charging?
I'm not joking. Cooking is not hard at all. It blows my mind. Oh, I can also make a really, really good beef and broccoli, a healthy and gluten-free.
Okay, you lost me.
Dairy-free beef and broccoli.
Yuck.
Lauren,
no, it's good.
You're on the Joe and Alex Show, 833-JOE-ALEX. Lauren, what is your specialty? What can you make for us?
Well, actually, I'm kind of similar to Liv. I can kind of do anything. It's kind of my therapy, but I was going to say, like, I like spicy food, so my family goes crazy when I make jambalaya or anything like Cajun or Southern style, so...
That sounds good.
You definitely can make cake from a cake box mix?
Well, yeah, I usually make them like from scratch, but if I don't have time, then I do cake box mix.
Wow, that is so impressive.
Pork chop, what about you?
I am an absolutely terrible, terrible cook. I mean, I can cook grilled cheese. One time, Alex, back to the bacon and eggs thing, I was so proud that I made bacon and eggs one day, and I posted a picture on Instagram, and I guess I didn't realize. Everyone was commenting on the picture, pork chop, oh my God, did you put any Pam or any butter down? And I'm like, no, because there's like smoke coming or steam coming.
Oh my God, what in the hell is that?
Yeah, I thought that was cool. Like there was a good thing that the steam was coming up and they're like, you didn't put any butter on it.
Let me try that pork chop.
It tastes like mush.
Yeah, it tastes like snot.
Joe, who's the cook in your relationship?
Oh, it's my wife, Lindsay. I mean, for therapy, one thing I've learned is my wife would like me to help out more around the house. So they're not great, but I've been making some dishes. I tried to make like a chicken kale pasta, which tastes really good, but I guess like you have to put wine in and then reduce it where like you have it and kind of boils off or whatever. And I didn't reduce it enough, so I kind of turned into a chicken kale pasta wine soup.
Ew, that's gross. So gross.
It got you drunk though, man. I was buzzing.
I made a shrimp scampi in the sauce, and you have to make a wine reduction butter sauce, and it was excellent.
I would just
can't believe you guys.
I would say, like, I know how to cook some things. Like, grilled cheese, I'm really good at grilled cheese. Like, grilled cheese and tomato soup, I think I can make a really good one.
I think I'm better.
With millennials, the issue is we have everything. I think, Porkchop, tell me if you relate to this, because this is how I feel. We can just get anything ordered. Anything that we want to eat, no matter how fancy it is, steaks and mashed potatoes and lobster, anything, we can have it delivered to our door within 45 minutes.
Preach.
So I am like, what is the point of me having to cook this. I am more so lazy. It is, I hate the waiting around for something to cook. It takes so long. The preparing it, then you have to sit there and wait for to cook. By the time you eat it, then you got to clean it up. It's like a 2-hour process to eat dinner.
What are you making? A 5-course meal? It's
anything,
not that long.
Even no matter what you make, the washing the dishes afterwards, it's just like a whole thing.
So yesterday I was with about like 7 guys and 2 girls. They're all millennials. And I asked them if any of them knew how to make a salad dressing. Literally every single one of them said no.
Liv, nobody knows how to make salad dressing. You are a weirdo that likes to eat grass, okay?
And then I asked them like if they like knew how to cook anything, like a recipe on top of their head. And they all went literally silent. And their first response was, I mean, why do we have to know how to cook anything? We can just order it.
Exactly.
Like, what do you think Postmates and like Uber Eats and like all of that
See,
is
that
for?
Would be such a turnoff to me down the road, though, with a woman. Like,
is
if my
it?
Wife didn't know how to cook, I'd be turned off. Not that I expect, like, woman, you better make my dinner. Like, I think I believe in equal partnership. But yeah, like, shouldn't each adult, like, when you grow up, know how to do something to prepare a meal? Like, would you really want to be with somebody that's just like, oh, let's order something off Grubhub or Postmates?
Tom just tweeted us at Joe and Alex Show. He said, why do I need to know how to cook anything when all I got to do is eat booty?
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Cardi B spent $80,000 in diamond jewelry for her baby Culture, who turns 1 year old in July.
That is so stupid.
The rapper said in an Instagram post, just spent a bag on my daughter. You know a bad B gonna spoil, while tagging this New York-based Pristine Jewelers in the caption. She said, if I'm iced out, my daughter gotta be too. Yup, I'm bragging because I bust my butt to do so. The original Instagram also included a text message about the details and a photo of several tennis bracelets in silver, gold, and rose gold, as well as a pair of diamond stud earrings. The text to Cardi B revealed that she needed to wire $80,000 to the jewelry store.
You are so dumb.
You're not on board, Joe?
A baby and $80,000, I can get like...
What if money wasn't like a thing for you? Like, you're Cardi B, you're a
millionaire. No, you bring up a good point. I guess there's something there. Doesn't that seem so outrageous, though?
No, for sure it's outrageous.
$80,000 for a baby.
Also, I'm not on board with the whole piercing baby's ears thing. I'm not into that. Like, I think that getting your ears pierced should be like a fun event to do when you're like 7, 8, 9 years old or even older. I think that's like a fun thing to look forward to. I'm not into the whole baby thing. In a preview clip for the new season of My Next Guest Needs No Introduction with David Letterman on Netflix, which comes out in a couple days, Kanye West talked about his late mother who died back in 2007.
This would have been the funnest time of her life, to have those kids running around that house and being able to like go and buy them toys. But you know, she's here with us and she's guiding us.
That's got to be really tough. Like, the one thing I give Kanye credit for, because sometimes he seems so crazy, is I think about that. I don't have kids yet, but, like, my dad passed away when I was 21. Like, and the fact that he never got to meet my wife and her family, and if we ever are lucky enough to have kids one day, whether we conceive on our own or adopt, it's like, that does have to be tough to have that person miss out on all those joys.
Yeah. Olivia Jade apparently knew that her parents, Lori Loughlin and Mossimo, whatever her dad's name is, helped her get into college with a bribe. Like, she was aware of the whole thing. Sources say she knows fully that her parents were bribing to get her into USC, but didn't think that there was anything wrong with it.
Like, didn't she apply to a bunch of other California colleges and did not get in?
Yes. The sources also say she did not get into any other California schools. Both of her parents were charged in that college admission scandal. And then, whatever it is, Madame Tussauds, or whatever, the wax museum in London, the super, super famous one, they unveiled their newest Ariana Grande wax figure, and she is getting quite the reviews on social media. The figure has Grande represented with a high ponytail, white manicure, different tattoos, and an oversized hoodie, which is very much like Ariana Grande, but one fan said, this is Frankie Grande in a wig, which is her brother. Another fan said the figure looked like Ariana Grande was on crack. Another fan wants a new statue altogether. They said, I hate Ariana's new wax figure. It's not her face. She deserves more respect. She's the best pop female singer in the world, and all you can do is this. Even older wax figures are a little bit better, but this, no way. They need to create a new one because this ain't it.
Is this an unpopular opinion? I think all of those wax figures look like a turd. Like, none of them
look
that good.
Oh, I actually think some of them are super realistic.
Like, which one do you think looks good? I'll Google and search for it.
I don't know, at the top of my head.
Can I see Beyonce looks good.
Kris Jenner and Kourtney Kardashian.
Oh, God, of course a Kardashian.
Theirs
from Liv.
Theirs look insanely real.
Those are good.
So good.
I think Taylor Swift looks good.
They're also made of plastic. Is that why?
Taylor Swift looks very, very much like her. That is the garbage.
All right. Thank you so much, Alex.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
I really would like your advice or, I guess, thoughts, opinions on this. I feel like it's going to be a tough one to sway my wife, Lindsay, to come to my side. It's the Joe and Alex Show on radio now, 833-JOE-ALEX. It's 833-563-2539. I mean, let's list off things here that you can buy that don't have to be new and are perfectly fine and they work. For example, number one thing I'd say, a car. Yep. A lot of people buy cars used. Houses. How many people actually buy new houses, right?
Right.
A lot of used houses, old houses, and you can always fix them up a little bit.
Clothes, I mean, consignment clothes. Stores, Goodwill.
Alex, those are such great points.
eBay.
Bravo to you. So, I mean, I could go on and on and bore you with examples of used things that we buy, but let's get right down to the meat and the potatoes, and I think that it should be okay, especially because it's a really good deal if it's still available on the Facebook Marketplace, to get this king-size mattress that's for sale. Ooh. Because ours is kind of rough right now. It's not, my back's been bad. I've had a pinched nerve for a month. I think a nice, firmer mattress, which they claim it is, would be good.
That is nasty.
What do you mean that's nasty, having a used mattress? Like, what if it's properly cleaned and you Febreze it and all those other things, and you put, like, you can even put a mattress cover over it. Like, a
if
lot of mattresses
getting
have
rid
that.
Of it, if they're getting rid of it, it is because, right, it would be because it's old.
Oh, maybe it's old to them, though. They said it's only 3 years old.
If it's only 3 years old and they're getting rid of it, then my question would be why. That means that it must be the most uncomfortable mattress ever.
Maybe, but when we go and try it out tonight, that should be fine.
Ew.
They're going to be moving, I think. That's what it is. Like, they're downsizing. Like, it will not fit. Because that happens to a lot of people, I bet. 833-JOE-ALEX, that you have to get rid of something because it doesn't fit in your room or your house or your apartment.
I am not opposed to taking a used mattress from, like, a friend or family member that is less than 8 years old, because I think it's 7 or 8 years.
So
that's when you're supposed to replace your mattress. No one does that because that would be so expensive. But technically you are supposed to. So I don't think I would take one older than that, because it's just, you know, soaked up with everybody's dandruff and
dead
skin mites,
yeah,
and bed bugs and whatever.
No, that's why I'd say we clean it and Febreze it and we're all good to go. And plus there's a bed sheet separating you there. As long as there's no bed bugs, I think we're fine, honestly. I know I'm the cheapest guy, like, in the world, but I'm not the grossest guy. I do have some standards. And as you brought up, aren't mattresses like thousands upon thousands of dollars?
Yeah, for good ones.
No, thank you. If I can get one for $300 to $500, that sounds like a hell of a deal. You know what I'm all about. I'm all about saving that money, guys, okay?
A used mattress.
I want to save that money.
From Facebook, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-JOE-ALEX. Is that not the most disgusting thing?
So I have read somewhere that the number one thing you should never in your life buy used or even just get used, even if it's from friends and family,
a
is
child?
A mattress.
Oh.
No, probably a child. Adoption's God, way more
stop.
Common than getting used mattresses and way...
I'm just joking.
But why isn't everything else is so acceptable to be used, but, like, a mattress can't
Dude,
be?
Dude, do you know the amount of, like, farts that get soaked up into a mattress? The amount of dead skin? Mattresses can weigh, like, up to, like, 15 to 20 pounds heavier.
That's why you shake it off like Taylor Swift.
No, but it's not enough.
But here's the thing. Only real ones know that you don't fart in bed. You fart into a glass jar that you keep on your nightstand, and then you seal that up, and you keep it for later.
Dude, I did that one time in grade school and I almost, like, projectile vomited.
James, you are on the Joe and Alex Show. What are your thoughts here? It's about $300 to $500. I don't know how firm they are on the price for this used mattress. It's a king size mattress, 3 years old.
I would not do it. So a friend of mine bought one on the marketplace probably about a year and a half ago in Carmel. Went to a really nice house, got it home. He had bed bugs really bad.
At a nice house, too?
It was a very nice house. I mean, it was at least a $700,000-$800,000 neighborhood.
What are the odds that it wasn't actually their house? They just said, meet me here, to give the illusion sell it.
Okay, let's hurry up.
It very well could have been, but regardless, I see a guy on the marketplace in Indianapolis that sells brand new mattresses for $300 to $500. He buys them wholesale and sells them for cheap. We got an adjustable base, a queen size adjustable base, and a mattress brand new, and the bed frame and brand new sheets from this guy for a little under $2,000.
Okay. And, I mean, I got to be honest with you. That's about $1,500 more than I'd like to spend.
It is. But, I mean, you can get a really nice mattress from him. My mom just got one from a guy on the marketplace, brand new, still in the plastic for, I think, about $450 a full size for my sister's bedroom.
Okay, so see, there are some options out there. Hey,
yeah, you're saying you're not opposed to it as long as it's still wrapped up new.
Well, I mean, it could be used. I mean, listen, if it's cleaned and you check it, what's the problem? I understand. I do not want a bed bugs infested bed. And I would like to think that with my research and watching videos on YouTube of what bed bugs look like, smug. I would be able to see that.
They walk around smug with their arms crossed. Uh-huh.
I sit here where your dead skin is.
Are you going to take like a black light to it?
What do you need that for?
Oh, yeah.
You need to check the mattress with the black light before you lay on it.
For what?
Blood. Somebody could have been murdered.
Yes, exactly.
Also, it could be a haunted mattress.
yeah, right. Mackenzie, you're on the Joan Alex show. This could be a better deal than I thought. How much did you get your queen size bed for?
I actually got it, I don't know how, but for $60.
Wow.
And
was it
my
used?
My parents actually found it. They were like, we found you a bed. And they went and looked at it, and it's like perfectly clean and like the most comfortable mattress I've ever slept on.
Wow.
I mean,
so did you take a black light to it yet?
I did not take a black light to it.
So you don't know.
What is Liv the Web Girl doing in her bed that we need black lights everywhere? I'm kind of worried about you.
I don't know. I'm a nurse, and this doesn't, like, I mean, as long as it's not, like, nasty and it smells good.
Ew.
And it's, I mean, you go into the, if you're looking at it at someone's house, as long as they're not, like, nasty people.
If something happens, penicillin will fix it. I mean, we'll be okay.
Lord.
Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. 833-JOE-ALEX. Let's go to Jamie. Jamie, you're saying I shouldn't buy online. Then where should I go to get a mattress? Because I think for $300 to $500, it's a hell of a deal.
Right. There's a place called Unique Chic. I bought a king-size bed, a sleigh bed, box springs, and mattress for $700. The people there are wonderful.
Holy smokes.
Now, is it comfortable, though? Like, I need a comfortable bed that's going to last. I'm a, like, the chunky guys, like, I'm almost 400 pounds. Do I need, like, an extra firm bed so I don't sink in and get stuck like a turtle on its back?
The one I bought's a Sealy pillow top firm mattress, and it is amazing.
Were any of them haunted?
No.
Okay.
Did any of them have, like, reduced prices for stains?
No.
Okay.
No, they're all brand new.
All right, let's talk to Mike. Mike's on the Joe and Alex show. Give me some mattress love here. What do I need to do?
Yeah, I have a delivery company. We deliver mattresses locally for a mattress company. And basically, the mattresses, if they get dirty or they're refused by the customer, they come back to us, and we sell them at a discount. So it's a $2,000 mattress, and we usually sell them for about $300.
Wow. Do you ever feel like maybe somebody cut into the mattress and is using you guys to, like, smuggle cocaine or something like that?
No, these mattresses are legit. They come straight from the factory.
Okay.
All right. And I'm going to wrap it up here with Stephanie. I think she brings up a good question. Stephanie, what did you want to say? You're on the Joe and Alex show. If you're just tuning in, I'm going to try to convince my wife, Lindsay. She didn't even know I'm having this conversation yet. We have talked about getting a new bed, and we're going to go look at, like, IKEA or some store that had a good discount going on. But I was like, wait a minute. I just found a mattress for like $320 on Facebook Marketplace. So I'm trying to convince her that's the place to go. But what was your whole point?
I just think that, talk about black lights and everything, and I just think about what we heard lately about hotel rooms and everything like that, and we spend all this time on mattresses. I mean, we have no idea who's on them or, you know, what they've been through, or, you know, they could have been bought online. And I know it could only be one night up to a week, but still, if you're that concerned about sleeping on them and how clean they are, I mean, realistically, we spend a lot more time on mattresses than we'd realize.
Yeah, think about all the hotels that we stay in, how funky those are. I don't lose sleep over that.
Ew. Well, I do.
People could come to your Jotel.
No tell, Joe tell, Holiday Inn. All right, I'll give you guys an update, and if we actually do go through with it, I'll show you guys the photos that were posted online, okay?
All right.
Joe, you could buy my mattress.
Ew.
All right, you know what? Remember that whole stains thing Liv brought up? I think I'm good, okay?
D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex show.
Well, this one is interesting. Officers with the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department, a.k.a. the IMPD, are searching for a driver who tried to jump a bridge, they'd say, Dukes of Hazzard style. Officers say they encountered a reckless driver Sunday night, and he almost hit a patrol car head-on. The driver refused to stop and led officers on a chase when there was a bridge that he was heading to. By the way, that bridge was out. The driver ignored the signs and warnings and attempted to drive across the bridge, but his vehicle skidded and came to a stop as it hit exposed beams on the bridge. That's a good way to get a flat tire. Officers arrested a passenger who was supposed to be on house arrest. That's not good.
Nope.
But the guy had cut off his ankle monitor. The passenger told the police the driver is a one-legged man, and they believed him because guess what was in the car?
Well, yeah, what do you mean one-legged?
The guy's prosthetic leg was still in the car.
Stop.
Oh, my God.
How? What is he hopping away? How does he get away from this?
Maybe he crawled away from the scene.
Oh, me? I'm just a snake. I'm a snaky snake. Don't look at me.
How else would he have gotten away and then they couldn't find him? I bet he was just so low to the ground hiding in the grass.
Police say they are confident that they will track this man down, but I don't understand how these things happen.
You just got to follow the footprint.
That's your Dummy of the Day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Check out the Dummy of the Day at joeandalexshow.com.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on radio now. Want to get sexy up in here. Let me play that saxophone. Yeah, ladies. How you doing? And, okay, I don't think I'm turning anybody on, but a new survey came out, and it lists the biggest turn-ons, and a few of them are very interesting. The one I'm going to get to in a second is really interesting. It's these three words that you want to use with your significant other that's going to turn them on like no other. And we're kind of wondering, 833-JOE-ALEX, what is the biggest thing that your significant other can do to just turn you on? I think for my wife, it would just be like, you know, picking up my clothing off the floor. That would probably turn her on a bit, you know? Maybe vacuuming my man fur off the ground, things like that. But here's what they got here. The survey says that kisses on the neck was voted as the biggest turn-on.
Okay.
So do you like that? Let's go with that one right there. Alex, do you like when you have a boyfriend, do you like getting that kiss on the neck?
Not really. It tickles me.
It's kind of like awkward.
Have you ever seen that meme of the water bottle that's crooked and it's like when somebody touches your neck? Because you bend the other way and you crunch up. That's what I do.
Liv, the web girl, do you like when your boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, gives you a little kiss on the neck?
Yeah.
All right. No, pork chop. That didn't seem very enthusiastic. Oh, God.
Yeah,
I do.
I'm enthusiastic about it.
Pork chop, what about you?
I'm indifferent, but I do know that my boyfriend, Chase, really likes it.
Okay, so maybe that is the number one thing. I know my wife loves when I kiss her on the neck. I'll do it, but I'm just not a big kisser, so I'll skip that. Now, here's what I am a big guy. Words of affirmation, and if you say these three words they say to your significant other, it's the biggest turn-on.
And it's not I love you?
It's not I love you. The big words are, I like that.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Apparently, it'll ramp up the mood, which is true, because if you tell someone, ooh, I like that, or however you say it, they feel like, hey, they're making their significant other happy. You're obviously receiving pleasure and enjoying it.
Right.
And it kind of is like, okay, I'm doing something right. Thank you. I appreciate knowing that. Could be like, oh, I don't like that. Oh, I don't like that. Oh, I don't like that.
You know what you just made me think of, Joe?
What?
Do you remember the movie A Christmas Story?
Yeah.
And you know when the kids are standing in line at the mall and there's like some weird kid behind them with like a weird like pilot's mask or something?
Mm-hmm. They're waiting to meet Santa Claus.
Yeah. They're talking about what they want to ask Santa Claus, and the little kid goes, I like that.
Okay, now you just ruined the whole mood in the room. 833-JOE-ALEX, what is the biggest turn on for you with your significant other? Alex, do you have anything that you like? Because correct me if I'm wrong, but you are not really big into physical touch, right? You don't like that?
I'm not super big into physical touch. You know, what's funny is like I've asked people before just talking about like what they like in those intimate moments.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some people that just say, guys and girls, that say they like dead silence. They don't want their significant other to make any noise or to talk at all. And I think that is so weird. So they wouldn't like if somebody said, I like that. They just want them to be quiet. And I'm like, not me. I definitely would want somebody to be vocal.
Hey, play dead real quick for me.
Isn't that so weird?
Yeah, silence is usually an awkward thing. I mean, we do like peace and quiet, but I don't think I'd want that.
Yeah, definitely not that for me. I mean, I am really into if a guy comes up behind me and like grabs me on the hips. I think that's super sexy. And I also think it's really sexy.
I put my hand up on your hip.
I think it's really hot if a guy is kissing me and he puts his hand on the side of my face.
What if a guy comes up behind you and scares you?
Definitely not that.
My boyfriend does that every single day. But yeah, I agree with Alex. When they're kissing you and then they like put their hand on like your side of your face.
Yes.
That is hot.
Very hot.
Do you like it when guys like kind of choke you?
No.
No.
Okay.
Not into that. But as far as three little words that you could say that could be the sexiest, I think it would have to be, here's some nuggets.
That does it for you?
Like, that does
oh
it.
Oh, my God. Oh, you took the skin off, baby. Do you like to do this to your guys, or do you like when they do it to you? Because I never, until I met my wife, had a girl do this to me, but this will make my leg, like, just stand at attention. Like, it'll shake, like how the doctor hits the knee to test your sensitivity if your reflexes work. I just turn, like, stiff like a board, like my whole body. When my wife will, like, go up towards my ear and kind of breathe into it.
Ugh,
and then she'll kind of like then
that.
She'll put her tongue in my ear.
Okay.
Ew.
This is like too much.
A wet willy?
Well, kind of.
That
like,
is sick, Joe.
Wait, nobody else does that?
Nobody else is into getting the inside of their ear licked.
Like a Q-tip?
I'm not saying I'm into it because like I can't do it to her. Like I'll try to like go up to her like.
Okay.
Ew.
Okay.
Oh!
Like right now, put your ears against
no.
your speakers or your headphones. Hold on, I'm going to try it again.
I'm taking my headphones off.
No, I'm going to do both sides. Here's your left ear.
Oh my gosh.
Here's your right ear.
Nothing about that is sexy. Terrifying.
Here's both of them.
Ew.
God.
Gosh.
You sound like Darth Vader.
Let's go to Angie on line number one. Hey, Angie, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hey there.
What
How
up?
Are you?
Good. What'd you want to say?
Well, nothing turns me on more than when my husband is playing with the kids.
Oh, that's a good one.
And they're all getting along and there's laughter and I just want to take him right there.
That's a really good answer.
So wait, you don't like the whole ear blowing thing or no?
I don't know. Doesn't matter. It's just when there's so much harmony and actually the kids are 13 and 14 now, but to see everybody getting along and everybody happy and it's just more than I can handle.
So basically everybody's sitting on their phone?
when they're not. When they're all like playing a game or outside and having fun. And it's such a turn on.
Wow. I feel like you're making all that up. Like that never really happens. But that's pretty cool, though. I'm impressed by that. Hey, thank you so much, though, Angie, for calling in. You could tweet us at Joe and Alex Show and let us know, besides this.
Yeah, nobody's
okay,
into that.
Stop.
Sorry, didn't mean to turn everybody on this morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. I hear they're in the process right now of pulling the video of me kind of doing a boob luge. Or what is that what you call it? Like where
a boob luge.
I don't know what you call it. It's where I take my moobs and I put those cans up.
It's a bluge.
A bluge, okay.
Some kind of body shot thing.
But it was impressive. The things that we can't talk about that happened at Snake Pit, you can actually see those right now on Instagram. Two different places, Joe and Alex Show. Search for that. And, of course, Radio Now 1009. And on Twitter, same thing, at Joe and Alex Show and Radio Now 1009. I see the video got posted up there. Thanks for doing that, Liv, of a random girl. When I was kind of passed out, feeding me some chips and guac. It was a spicy guac, too.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, he looks either blacked or browned out.
Yeah, that was very uncomfortable.
I feel like it was brown.
Okay.
I think I was browned out. Like, I kind of remember what happened.
It was more of heat exhaustion. You had the sweaties on your forehead.
That's yeah. all the time. That has nothing to do with Indy 500.
That's just the Joeys. I always have those. Alex, what do you got going on today for your Tuesday afternoon? By the way, it is a Tuesday if it feels like a Monday.
I am very excited because I have discovered something that I'm going to do today. I'm going to talk about it tomorrow for what I'm into this week.
Okay.
But what I'm doing after the show has to do with that. And I will tell you about that
tomorrow
morning.
That is the vaguest tease I've ever heard in my life. Thank
you'll
you.
You'll just have to wait. Sorry.
That's okay. Live the Web Girl. Tease us. What are you doing today?
I could possibly be golfing. I could maybe be working out. I could maybe be eating avocado toast.
You could walk while you golf and do some like one of those like power walking weights. Why
maybe,
not do it all?
Yeah, maybe do some like dumbbell works and bicep curls as I golf. It'd probably destroy my swing, but
I've had this pinched nerve for like a month now. I want to golf so bad, but I can't do anything. I can't box right now. I can't golf. I mean, I guess I could walk, but
I'm tired of you complaining about it. Can you just go into the ER, please, and just get it fixed?
I mean, get me scissors, and I'll just like start cutting open in your back. I'm ready to get this thing done and like worked out.
Try being me. It's like, man, I'm tired of like asking the doctor, can I get some more pills to pop? Like, because it hurts so damn bad. Pork chop, what do you got going on today, dude?
I have two more days of training left at my new job at Sullivan's Steakhouse. So, yeah, I'll be there tonight from 2:30 to 10 and tomorrow night 2:30 to 10.
I just picture when you're talking about there, I picture you talking to the chef, like the Swedish chef from the Muppets, like, what are these?
I love that show.
It's a lot to learn.
Do you feel like you're actually learning the menu, though? Like, you're going to be able to keep this?
Yeah, it's hard, but that's why I got to get out of here, like, very soon, because I have to go study. I took a test yesterday, and I didn't know any of the chicken or any of the seafood dishes.
The school of soup.
Mm. I know.
Ratatouille could do it better than you now.
Stop.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, today's the liquor test.
Ooh.
Liquor? No. Okay. Yes. All right. Never mind. I've had too much fun. I got to go. But hey, Griselle is coming in next. Was that funny?
Yeah. Wow. Liquor. I hardly know her.
Okay. There we go. Thank you, Liv. Let me give you a little something just to make sure people know that was a good joke. There we go. All right, well, listen, we can't do any of that unless we get out of here and say goodbye. So Alex, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, myself, Joe, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.